Hi, I'm Natalia Turfa, and you've just found The Uplift, a weekly podcast to hopefully make your week a little better. Thanks for listening. Hey there, Uplifters. Our verse today is from Psalm 34, verse 19. Many are the afflictions of the righteous, but the Lord delivers them from all. Have you ever heard the phrase, "Oh, I just can't believe this happened to so-and-so. They are such a good person." Or, you know, if anyone deserves good things to happen to them, it's fill in the blank name. Maybe you have said this or thought this very thing. It's so hard when bad things happen to good people. We want bad things to happen to bad people. I mean, that would be real justice, right? When someone speeds by you on the freeway, dangerously weaving in and out of traffic, and then you see them a few minutes later pulled over, don't you feel like karma kind of won this one? Isn't that the way it should always be? People who are jerks, who hurt people, or cheat people, or manipulate others, they are the ones who should be in accidents and get cancer, right? Not lovely, kind people, not the good ones. I feel you, 100%. But unfortunately, you all know that the world does not work this way. In Matthew's gospel, Jesus, yes, P.S., Jesus, says that rain falls on the righteous and on the unrighteous. Basically, Jesus says, the world isn't fair. Sure, we want it to operate a certain way where bad people get what they have coming to them and good people have only sunshine and roses, but that is not how it works in real life. And that is what the psalmist is singing about in this verse today. That it's not fair that bad things happen to good people. It's not fair, but it's real. And we all know this. Maybe you are experiencing something that feels kind of like this right now. Maybe you know someone who doesn't deserve the crap storm they are currently in. Well, there's a little promise for you and for those who are struggling in today's psalm. Many are the afflictions of the righteous, the psalmist says. In common terms, lots of bad stuff happens to good people too. But, and always pay attention to this word in the Bible because it is often followed by a promise. So, but, it doesn't end there. Affliction isn't the end of things. Yes, it's unfair. Yes, it's real. But you know who else is real? God. And the great promise of this verse is that in the midst of the many afflictions that are all around you, all the time, for everyone, God comes. God comes and netzal to you. That's the Hebrew word used in this verse, which we most often translate as deliver. Netzal also means to rescue, or my favorite way to translate, snatch you away from something. See, deliver for some reason feels kind of passive, but the word netzal is so active. So I like this picture that it paints in my head to think of God coming and snatching you away from the stuff that's crappy in your life. God comes and gets you out of there like a military extraction. So if you're feeling battered by all the stuff that is happening in your life and the lives of those around you, here is the good news today. First, it's not your fault. You haven't done anything wrong. You don't deserve it, and it is not fair. Second, God is coming. God is coming to rescue you, to snatch you away from the things that are bringing you death and pain and grief and sorrow. See, that is what God does. It's part of the God job description. So yes, things might not be the way you want them to be. They may not be going the way you had hoped they would go. Things maybe don't feel that fair at the moment, but those things do not get the last word. God does. And God will come to deliver you. Help is coming. It's a promise. Little side note here. This week we celebrated the 1-year Uplift anniversary of the Uplift book being published. So if you have somebody in your life that's going through something, I encourage you to check out the Uplift page at upliftlife.org and buy a book for somebody who needs it, or send them to this podcast or the email list and help send a little love their way. Thanks for being a part of this team, y'all. Happy uplifting. Uplift started with a small cancer support group asking me to write a sort of devotional each week to help them have just a little more hope in their difficult days. And now, Uplift includes you. This community is filled with people who need the uplift or who have been uplifted and now want to pass it on to someone else. If you want more information, want to sign up for a weekly email, or send a note, check us out online at upliftlife.org. Extra special thanks to Nate Bergengren, without whom this podcast would just be a series of recordings on my computer, and who also composed and performs the music you hear at the start and end of this podcast. Seriously, so lucky to have him around.